going to show you how to fight. But I'm going to show you how I fight with the sword. So therefore, the next generation to come along. So therefore, God said, I'm going to come down. I'm going to show you how to fight. Left. Left to right. Left it. Right. You want to know why God said left it and right it? Because he said work it. Work it. Work it. Work what I've given you. Work what I've asked you. When you fight, it may take 3 rounds.
Amen.
It may take 4.
Hallelujah.
It may take the whole 12 rounds.
Yes,
but as long as you keep working,
yes,
as long as you keep working,
yes,
you fight against disobedience. You fight against lust. You fight against all sickness and all manner of disease. You fight against accident. Open your mouth. Asking God help me. You fight against pride. When God said in Proverbs that this one of the 6 things that I hate is a proud look. It's full of pride. And somebody that's full of pride ain't gonna make it into the heavenly gate. Pride destroys all. God began to say, even in James, they said not to be a respecter of persons. But this word is for everybody.
Yes. Right.
Every man, every woman, every child. Yes. And as the fight, it may get harder.
Yes.
The heat may rise.
Yes.
But even as Shadrach, right, Meshach, and Abednego, right, reacted to the flame, yes, unto the fire, yes, that continually got hot, they believed that God will and is able. Even if you don't get me out, God, I know that you're able to do exceedingly above all things. Say God, God said he cannot lie, and God cannot fail. How do you want to follow God like that? And the devil's a liar. Help a liar. I don't want to lie no more. God will come and give me the knowledge. He said, all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, that burn with fire and brimstone. God, I don't want to burn, God. Satan, it was created for Satan in a fallen age. But hell had to enlarge itself. Why? Because of the disobedience of God's people. He said he wished no man perish, but have everlasting life. But because of the sins of the world, whether it be little sin, big sin, he said the little sin, he said it's the small foxes that destroy the vine. So sin is sin. My God, revive. My God, sin is sin.
Enjoyed our elder's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Jesus, keep me near my cross. Heaven shall I fountain.
Approach the throne of grace. We come to the throne of grace with open hearts. We come thanking you for the many blessings in which you have bestowed upon us. Father, we come thanking you for your darling son, Jesus, that you gave to us that we might have a right to the tree of life. Father, we want to pause this morning to say thank you. Thanking you because you gave your only begotten Son that we might have a right to the tree of life. Now, this morning, Father, we find ourselves at this prayer house. But before I go any further this morning, dear Father, we want to thank you for our last night rest. Some of us tossed and turned all night long. Some of us had aches and pain. But yet, Father, you left us here and you awakened us this morning to see a new day. A day in which we've never seen before. And Father, we want to pause a while to say thank you. Thank you because of all the tossing and turning. All the aches and pains we still on the land of the living. And Father, I can say like the old cowboy said, much obliged. But Father, I come to you this morning out of shape, form, or fashion. I come thanking you because as the moment roll on, you touched me this morning with a finger of love. And everybody was doing fine. Some of us got up out of our sleeping couches and looked around our various homes. Father, we want to thank you for that boy, that girl that been on our hearts. We want to thank you, Father, because you've been so good to us. Thank you, Father, because we just don't hear nothing good anymore. Yes. We want to thank you because we want to thank you for the sick and the shut-in. Thank you, Father, for those who are on their bed of affliction. Yes. Tell me you can speak, and man shall die. You can speak, and man shall live. Yes. We want to thank you this morning because you have spoke the spoken word, and we are here on the land of the living. Yes. One more time, where we can go up and down the green carpet. Look at the birds flying. Look at the sun shining. Look at this great big blue sky that we got another chance on life. And we want to thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing us this far. Thank you. As we come to the end of this day, and as we approach this day, we want to thank you for the many blessings which you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for my brothers and my sisters. Thank you for this church home that I have a right to the tree of life where we can call on your holy and righteous name. Father, have mercy right now. We ask for mercy because we say mercy will suit our case. Mercy will dry the tears from our eyes. Mercy will stop all hurt, harm, and danger. Mercy, there's something about Jesus and his mercy. Thank you, Lord. And as we come to the end of our journey, when we can't start a war no more, give us a home over on the other side where there's no more sickness, yes, where there's no more sorrow. Well, on the other side, yes, where the streets are paved with silver and gold. Yes. On the other side, somebody got a mother over there. Yes. Somebody got a father over there. Yes. Cross us over on the other side of the Jordan. Yes. And Father, last but not least, speak to the old Jordan and where you can cross those over where there's no more sickness, yes, no more sorrow, no more ups and downs. Then, Father, when it's all over and you shall call our name, call our name. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's something about when he speaks, man shall listen. When he speaks, he can turn the dripping eyes to dry the tears. Father, have mercy right now. Then, Father, when it's all over, and when we too must go in our dying room and stack up our hymns and our Bibles, take the swords in the sands of time where we don't have to start a war anymore. Father, we ask in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. For me, he's good. He's good. He's good. So good. He's good. So good. He's good. He's good. Thank you, Jesus. Has he been good to you? So good. Father, we thank you right now for being so good. Better than good, better than best. We thank you right now, Lord, for leading us and guiding us, being our supplier, our keeper, the one that keeps us in perfect peace when the world is in chaos. Lord, we thank you right now for your grace and mercy. Now, Lord, for these few moments, I ask, Lord, that you give me a word to say that will draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and not ever drive them away. In the name of Jesus, I pray. We all say amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen. Giving honor to the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Godhead. To Pastor Emeritus Dr. Huey Lawson, Pastor Jameson Jackson, I think, is that correct? All the way from Trout Creek by way of Mississippi. Yes, Minister Cindy Humphrey. To my running mate, Reverend Rodney Lonix, And to all of you, happy Father's Day once again. I'm going to see if I can keep a promise. I promised you brevity, so I'll see if I can hold on to that. Amen. You know, what I want to say first of all is fatherhood is still a valued thing to be. We always kind of knock on fathers a little bit before I give you my scripture, but it's still a very, very precious thing in this world. Amen? Amen. 1 Corinthians 8 chapter 6 verse, just for a little while. 1 Corinthians 8 and 6. Just one verse is what we want to focus on. That'll help us to move on swiftly. Words of Paul, it reads like this: but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. So we use for a subject today for a little while, the Father. The Father. Congratulations to everybody here who is a father. But there's only one the Father. Amen. So we say happy Father's Day to you. It's a worthy day. Amen. I got some hedge trimmers. I'm going to trim hedges all in the day. Anybody want to borrow some, you know, amen. It's a good day to be a dad. Fatherhood is a blessing. Amen. Fatherhood will make you accountable too. It'll focus you. Amen. It'll sharpen you. All of those jobs you used to walk off because you got mad. When you get to be a daddy, you hang on a little while. Amen. You start thinking, well, I better not say nothing on this job here. I got some mouths to feed. It'll focus you. Amen. There is no perfect human father. Now, we have our own little idiosyncrasies, for lack of a better word. We have a glitch in our system sometimes. Get a little crazy sometimes. We have our own mandate. A little play on words right there, mandate. You got it, amen? We got our own language even. You know, when men say, can I help you fix something, baby? That means, is supper ready yet? Amen? When men say stuff like, ooh, that toolbox show is high. When you're walking through Lowe's, you know. That means that we want one. Amen? And when men say, ooh, baby, you sure look good today. I'm going to let y'all figure out what that one means. Amen? But we don't get the air time that Mother's Day gets. Amen. I look around in Mount Calvary. Amen. We got a decent crowd, but on Mother's Day, it's a whole lot fuller than it is now. Every now and then, we just get kicked to the curb, but that's all good. Amen. You know, I read somewhere that Father's Day is just like Mother's Day, except it's a cheaper gift. Amen. Being a father is special. But we have to remember who the Father is. Yes, yes. The Father is perfect. Yes. The Father is all-knowing. Yes. A father don't know anything until at the last minute. But the Father is a life giver. Can I get a witness? Yes, fathers get a bad rap sometimes. But if we just keep our hand in God's hand, everything will be all right. Keep our hand in the hand of the Father, everything going to be all right. Fathers need encouragement. Oh, yeah, we have to be propped up every now and then. Get frustrated. Amen. Get down in the dumps. Even get a little depressed every now and then because the buck stops with fathers. Can I get a witness? However your household goes, that stops with you. If bills are due and can't be paid, that's on fatherhood. Can I get a witness? If your children don't seem to be listening, that's on fatherhood. Can I get a witness?
Yes, sir.
Joshua 1 and 9 says this, be not afraid, neither be discouraged.
Yeah.
For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. You know, fathers, we have to go away sometime. And Brother George Burns has to go away for days at a time sometimes, driving a truck to take care of his family. Deacon Ernest Smith has been all over the world in this man's army to take care of his family. And yes, there are fathers also in the penal institutions. But let me tell you something I found out about that. Every now and then a father is incarcerated because he was trying to take care of his family.
Yeah.
Now, I don't advocate criminal behavior, amen, but there's a whole lot of fathers that are incarcerated because they wanted to feed their children. Can I get a witness?
Yeah. Yeah.
But now the Apostle Paul was not a father, but he wrote about the father. He told the Corinthian church in verse 6, our text, it says, the first part says, but to us.
Yes,
amen. To us, to the ones that believe in him, to the ones that walk the walk and talk the talk.
Yes.
To us, there's but one God.
Yes.
You see, we don't believe in the rain God. We don't believe in the sun God. We don't have a tree God or a food God. There's only one God, the big G, G-O-D, there's only one. The next part says, the Father, of whom are all things. All things come from him. Huh? We, his followers, don't need a bunch of little G's. Can I get a witness? We just need the one big G. Whatever you need, go down on your knees and tell God all about it. Can I get a witness? Now the Incas can pray to whoever they want to pray to. Amen. The Mayans, they taught me this when I was in grade school, can pray to whatever God they want to pray to. But when I need something, I'm going to call on the Father, our Father, God the Father, and tell him all about my needs. Tell him all about my family's needs. Tell him all about my children's needs. And then it says, and we in him. Fathers, we are made in the likeness of God. We are the Father's children. He created us. He loves us. He wants us to be men of God, not just men of the world. The last part, as I move on, says, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things. And we, get this, by him. You see, Jesus is the way to the Father. He said, no man cometh to the Father, but by me. So if you're a father, get to know the Father, because he is the one perfect Father, the one true God. He loves all of us, mother, father, sister, brother. You see, earthly fathers, we need to love our children like God loves us. Now, you might ask, why would a loving father like God send his only begotten son to the cross? Well, I got an answer for you. It's because Jesus was the only begotten, but we're all made by God, and we're all invited through Jesus to also become sons and daughters of God. and not just creations. Some of us are